Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna, and streaming at WGNSradio.com.
Rutherford Issues is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. Our friends at MTE want to invite you to the 23rd annual Earth Day celebration. It's on Saturday, April 20th, 10 a.m. until 2. That is on the square in Murfreesboro. Interactive energy efficiency displays. They've got free food. Kids are going to have fun at the Kids Zone. Big time on Saturday, April 20th, a week from tomorrow. RCEarthDay.com online. And our friends from the American Red Cross are joining us here today. We've got John Mitchell, who is in studio, the executive director of the Heart of Tennessee chapter of the American Red Cross, and a special guest to talk to this morning as well. So, John, good morning.
Good morning, Brian. Good to see you this morning. That's some great weather we're having out there.
Yes, boy. It kind of pays off that week of rain, you know, this weekend looks like. So I know that it's Volunteer Appreciation Month, so we're going to spend a little time appreciating our volunteers, right?
Yeah, it is. And, you know, so it's a good natural progression. You know, March was Red Cross Month that we tried to promote, you know, all of our five lines of service, which, of course, is blood donation, humanitarian, which, you know, includes service to armed forces and disaster services, training, and then our connection with the international focus. But to do those type of programs, you have to have manpower. And I think a lot of people, we say this all the time, but a lot of people probably be surprised to know that 90% of the work we do in the Red Cross is through volunteers. And so very appropriately, April is Volunteer Appreciation Month. We will be doing a Volunteer Appreciation Beach Party for our volunteers at the chapter office next Tuesday. And just to stop long enough to say thank you, got some giveaways, you know, to give our volunteers, but just really stop to say thank you because they really give of their time to help others. I mean, if you really want to boil down what the Red Cross is about, it's neighbors helping neighbors, and that's what our volunteers do on a daily basis.
Well, we're going to also talk with staff member here today and tell us a little bit about Nancy.
Nancy is our volunteer engagement specialist. She, you know, focuses on making sure that they're getting communications and they know about different opportunities within the Red Cross. We, you know, are like a lot of organizations. We're working under the new era of everything is on the computer, and sometimes you need some help navigating that. But Nancy is, you know, in the charge for this volunteer appreciation event that we're doing, and I wanted to bring Nancy on so she could explain some of the awards that we'll be giving out and the significance of the awards and how we determine those. So, Nancy, are you on the line? Do you care tell us a little bit about the type of awards we give out at the appreciation?
Sure. Thank you all for having me, Brian and John, and I'm always glad to talk about volunteers. We are, the Heart of Tennessee chapter is an amazing chapter, and as John has already said, 90% of our work is done by volunteers. Our mission is to alleviate human suffering in the face of emergencies by mobilizing the power of volunteers and the generosity of donors. So we are always working toward, we are donor funded, and we're always working in that genre of applying for grant, corporate grants and things of that nature. But the volunteers are where we are today. On our event on Tuesday, we are going to honor the volunteers in the Heart of Tennessee chapter, which is in the offices there in Murfreesboro. It covers a large area. But we will be, one of the big awards that we give to our volunteers is called our Presidential Service Award. It is for volunteers who in a calendar year exceed 100 hours of service. And this year in Murfreesboro, we are going to be honoring 38 volunteers that actually did that. And it is tiered. What they get is a certificate that is signed by the President of the United States, and they get a pin. And depending on what their hour grade is, it will be a bronze pin, a silver pin, or a gold pin. The volunteers that are going to be honored on Tuesday represent 21,123 hours that they have incurred for the Red Cross. It's incredible.
Wow.
And we are very humbled and honored to get to celebrate them for this event. We also will be giving out our years of service. We have volunteers. We have a volunteer this year that's celebrating her 25th year with us. We have a lot of our long-term volunteers, but we celebrate them in five-year increments. And there's about 16 volunteers that will be honored from 5 years up to the 25-year that we're proud to have.
I know you.
There are also,
okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Now, there are also chapter awards that we identify, where we identify volunteers who have continually gone above and beyond in their service and been willing to get to the yes, is what we call it in Red Cross world, when things are needed, regardless of what it is. If there's a way they can do it, they do it for us. And we have two volunteers that are going to be honored at this event also on Tuesday.
Well, I just did a little quick math, and 38 that have done at least 100 hours, that would be 3,800 hours, but you gave a much larger number, so these volunteers have put in a lot of volunteer hours.
They absolutely have. We, our highest volunteer in Murfreesboro put in 2,886 hours, and I want to add to that, she works full-time.
Wow.
Still, and when we, Reedyville is the most, you know, you all had, you had a lot of tornado damage in that area. She always steps up, and she works with our government operations during times of disaster.
Well, that's awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty humbling what she does in addition to working. She works at Nissan full time.
Well, you know, I just think about this, John, when you talk about volunteers, and many of them do have a job, but I mean, we were expecting last week, and thankfully it wasn't, to be a pretty big severe weather day here in Middle Tennessee, and I know that there was in other places, but I mean, you never know when a disaster is going to strike, and these volunteers are just right there when you need them.
Yeah, and as a matter of fact, that's a good point, Brian. The work starts before an event. I mean, even when we're very well connected with the weather communications, and so when everybody's gearing up and you're hearing the warnings, there's some work in the background being done by our staff or our volunteers to be prepared and to be able to respond in a very efficient way.
I mean, go ahead, Nancy.
No, I was just going to say, we're always looking for people who potentially would like to volunteer and get engaged. And like John said, now is the time, because there is some training. We don't want to just put you out there and you not know what you're doing. So there is training involved, and now is the time. If you have any interest in volunteering with the American Red Cross, we would love to have you. And you can go to redcross.org and submit an online application, and we can get you started. And it's very gratifying work. We have volunteers that it's wonderful. I want to be them when I grow up. they're just amazing, selfless, very truly selfless people. And it's an opportunity to do something bigger than yourself.
Nancy Pace is with us today. She's the Volunteer Engagement Specialist, along with John Mitchell, the Executive Director of the Heart of Tennessee Chapter of the American Red Cross. And Volunteer Appreciation Month is here, and doing a great event to highlight the local volunteers who have done such great work. Nancy, you talked about, you know, this volunteer and 2,000-plus hours and work a full-time job, and I think maybe there's a misconception out there with some people. It's like, well, if I do this, it's going to take so much of my time. Well, this person that you mentioned as an example did that on their own. You kind of can set up your own pace of volunteerism, I guess. You don't have to be expected to do 2,000 hours a year.
That is correct. One of the things we will want to know if you apply is, you know, what is your availability? That it's your volunteer experience. The volunteer owns that experience, and we want to help them. And they may try something, and it may require too much time for them. If they just, all they have to do is let us know, and we'll start looking for something else. We have five lines of service that are working around the state. We work with our armed forces. We work with disaster. We work with blood. There's training going on. And we want to find something that you fit. And there is a lot of even virtual now behind-the-scenes work being done. And you can do it from the comfort of your home.
Oh, well, that's interesting to think about. You know, I think, John, we think about this being, well, you're going to have to wake up at 2 a.m. and respond to a disaster. And maybe that's not your cup of tea. If it is, great. And I know a lot of people who do that. But there are things where, you know, if you've got Wednesday and Friday afternoons available, well, there's something for you there too.
There is, and thanks for expanding on that, Brian. And Nancy's done a great job talking about the volunteer experience and opportunities. But it can be as simple as I've got, you know, 4 hours a week that I could come over to the blood donation center and be a biomed ambassador and check people in, you know, as they come. Those phlebotomists work really hard, so they don't need to have to come back and forth and check people in on the computer. So someone just doing that. And to your point, also, you think of our disaster response, and it can be responding late at night. But you do have, let's say, for instance, one of our bigger positions is a DAT member, which is Disaster Action Team member. So they put themselves on call, and there's a group of them that are on call. So if they get a call and say, hey, there is a fire, it's 10 o'clock, there's three or four people on that list, and they have the right to say, I just can't do it at this moment. Like, you know, I'm on call. If you'd have called me at 5, I could have went, mm-hmm. you know. So there's nothing that's going to force you and to be in, you know, getting out of your comfort level. We have the trainings that are set up. We're going to try to ask what your, you know, flexibility is on time. And then we're going to try to find the right line of service that you are really passionate about and work with you.
Nancy, you got maybe a minute or so here. Any final thoughts on volunteering with the Red Cross?
I think you would find anyone that might have an interest, I think they would find it to be very gratifying. It can sometimes be challenging, but sometimes a challenge is a good thing. And the community of volunteers is very tight, and there's a great social network that goes on out there with our volunteers. We currently have about 2,000 in the state of Tennessee, across the whole state. And we're always looking for new volunteers to come and join us.
So what would be the process? What would they need to do? Let's say someone here is in Rutherford County. Can they just stop by the offices here in Murfreesboro and kind of get that conversation going? What would you suggest for people to do?
The best way to do it, we do require a background check, because anyone that might be dealing with the public, we do require a background check. So we would encourage you, we have to go to redcross.org and look for volunteer. And once you hit that tab, it will take you to our online application. You will fill that out. Once the background check clears, someone will be reaching out to you.
Awesome. Sounds good. John, any final thoughts?
Yeah, just to add to that, that is the process. And if anybody wants to come by the office, we do have computers there, and we can sit down with you and get you in that portal and walk you alongside that process as well. There's hours that it's a little tricky. There's 2 days during the week, Tuesday and Wednesday, when the blood donation is closed because they're open on the weekends. But someone is upstairs. There's a little button you can ring. So if you want to stop by and ask for John Mitchell or John Taylor, if we're there, we'll sit down with you and get you in the portal.
That sounds wonderful. And Nancy, thanks for being with us today and for all that you do. And I'm sure next week's going to be a fun, it's always fun celebrating people who have given so much, isn't it?
Yes, it is, Brian. And thank you so much for having us and letting us talk about the Red Cross.
Sure thing. Anytime. That's Nancy Pace joining us by phone today, volunteer engagement specialist. And John, appreciate it. And hope you get to enjoy some of this good weather.
That's my plan. Thank you for having us.
Absolutely. John Mitchell from the Heart of Tennessee chapter of the American Red Cross joining us here today in studio. And that is going to wrap up our program today. Would like to thank both Nancy and John for being here, and thank you for listening. Now, if you head to WGNSradio.com/listen, you can see where you can hear your favorite shows live and on demand, and even watch on Big G TV. That's WGNSradio.com/listen. Have a wonderful day, everybody. We'll see you back here next time.